You're listening to The Whole Truth, a Resources Rising Stars podcast.
Kingsland Minerals has just unveiled the biggest graphite deposit in Australia. Welcome to the next episode of The Whole Truth podcast. I'm Paul Armstrong. I just had a great chat with Richard Maddox. He's the MD of Kingsland. They've been hard at drilling their project in the Northern Territory for 18 months. And in just a short space of time, they've unveiled what is now the biggest graphite deposit in this country. That is important because graphite is in huge demand around the world. More importantly, the demand for graphite that's not being channeled through China is growing by the day. There is more graphite in lithium battery than there is lithium. They're not called graphite batteries. However, graphite is absolutely essential to the whole energy transition. Graphite that comes from Western countries is now being seen as even more essential. Could you think of a better place to be than in the Northern Territory, a direct line to the port and a deposit that continues to grow while they upgrade it, do the network, and no doubt have chats with big EV companies and battery makers about what role they may or may not want to play in what is emerging as a major project. Richard, you just put out a spectacular ASX release. It looks like it's Christmas Day around at Kingsland Minerals.
Well, yeah. Thanks, Paul. That's right. We're pretty happy with that. It's a good size resource, and it was pleasing to get a good result like that after the last 12 months with the drilling and work on site.
Now, you're being quite humble there. You've just put out a good size resource. To bring people into the picture here, you've announced your maiden JORC resource for the Leyland Graphite Project. How big is it?
Well, it's 194.6 million tonnes at 7.3% total graphitic carbon content. That equates to about 14.2 million tonnes of contained graphite, which makes it the largest one in Australia, and it's globally a significant size deposit as well. So we're pretty pleased with the result.
You're pretty pleased. You just put the biggest graphite resource in Australia on the table. You must be a bit more than pretty pleased. This is the culmination of 18 months worth of drilling.
Oh, that's right, about 12 months. So I think it was February last year we first announced we had a graphite deposit here. So it's been a pretty good 12 months, and I think it's a great result to get that large, inferred resource after about 12 months worth of work.
Now, the resource is based on one portion of that whopping graphitic schist that you've outlined at Leyland, is that correct?
That's right. We've got about 20 kilometres of outcropping schist along strike there, and we drilled about 5 kilometres of that. So there's a lot of scope to increase the resource if we want to. We focus on only 5 kilometres, so that I think that'll be our focus going forward, but there's always scope to increase it if we want to.
You're not going to bother growing it at this stage. I mean, as you say, you've got the biggest resource in Australia. That's not the best use of your time and money.
Look, I think the focus now is on infill drilling and metallurgical test work, and that'll be the focus on our existing resource, I think. It'd be nice to think in maybe 12 months or the end of this year, we'll have a lot of indicator resources in that with our drilling program we've got planned coming up this year. And obviously, we'll be ongoing with the metallurgical test work as well.
So you've now established a whopping resource in a Tier 1 location. You've got a direct line to the port of Darwin.
Yep, that's right, only 2 hours' drive to the north.
So the question becomes, is this huge pool of graphite you've now identified suitable for use in lithium batteries?
Well, that'll be the focus of the metallurgical test work going forward. We know it's a fine flake deposit, or what we've drilled so far. It's not coarse flake or jumbo flake. That's fine flake, which is suitable for batteries. We're doing some flotation test work now, and we'll continue to do that with the idea of getting enough concentrate at the end to send off for our test work overseas to see the suitability of it for making spherical graphite, which is suitable for battery use.
And what sort of time frame would you expect on that?
Oh, look, the metallurgical test work. Look, I would think we'll get our first initial results back in the next, within the next month or so, I'd imagine. It might take us 6 weeks. We're hoping for the end of the March quarter, but it might spill over until into April. But like I said, the test work will be ongoing after that. So it's just a matter of the first step is to get a concentrate grade of around 95%, with our good recoveries. And then to generate enough concentrate to send to other labs to check it for micronizing and also for spheronizing as well to make it into spherical graphite.
Now, there'll be plenty of big companies, big battery makers, automakers around the world, EV types, watching this closely, I would have thought, given the demand for graphite that hasn't been through China is growing.
Well, I think so. We're in a great location, and that's, I think, our key. We've got a great deposit which outcrops, and it's only 2 hours' drive south of Darwin. So I think it's not hard to imagine that if we progress the project that it can be a supplier to especially the Asian market for our graphite products, and I would expect that we'll be on people's radar now with this this large resource.
Now, there's more graphite in a so-called lithium battery than there is lithium, isn't there?
That's right.
And,
yes.
And the world wants obviously more graphite, but China has its foot on the supply hose, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. They've controlled the output of graphite for a long time now, but with the demand going forward for electric vehicle use, I think car manufacturers and the like are pretty keen to diversify away from one market. And I think given that Australia's got a very good reputation worldwide for being a supplier of mineral products, I think our deposit is obviously, I would have thought, of attractive to a lot of other people.
Some of the drilling results that you've put out, Rich, in the lead up to this resource have been quite spectacular, width and grade. I mean, anyone in this business looking for non-Chinese sources of graphite would have had to have had at least one eye on what you've been up to. And they must have been looking at the Kingsland results with a view to furthering discussions once you've got a resource on the table. Would you expect there'll be a few more knocks on the door now?
Oh, look, I think so. We've had a few little queries, up to now. I suppose it's been a bit early to do anything, given we've had no resource and no met test work. But I think going forward, given the fact that we have got a lot of graphite there now, and we know that, and once we get the metallurgical test work all sort of firmed up and the concentrate grades and recoveries sort of tested out, I think we will have a lot of interest in the deposit.
Given the size of it and the potential to continue growing it along that graphitic schist, as you say, you've still got, another 15, 20 kilometres of schist to drill if you wanted to. What do you think you would do in terms of funding this and building this project? Yeah, are you open to the idea of bringing in a big partner, for example?
Oh, look, possibly. It's too early to say at this stage, Paul. We'll see how the market reacts to our resource upgrade and the metallurgy and things like that, and assess it there. But I would have thought, just given our location and the prospect of, being able to produce, hopefully some cost-competitive graphite, that there will be interest there for other parties, yeah.
So what happens now? Met work's underway. You'll do infill drilling with a view to trying to convert a chunk of it, presumably, to indicated?
Yep, that's right, indicated resource, and test work will be ongoing. I think this stage next year we'll have an indicated resource, we'll have a lot more metallurgical test work, firming up the concentrate grades and recoveries. We may have test work there assessing the suitability to make spherical graphite, and I think that'll have us well placed to progress the project forward as far as, feasibility work goes and the like. But it's still at least a year away, that.
I mean, you've got a market cap pre this release of $13 million.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's
yeah.
a lot of leverage for the biggest graphite deposit in Australia.
Look, I think so. If you look at some of our peers with large resources, either in Australia or overseas, I think that we're pretty reasonably priced to think that there'll be a bit of an uptick, yeah.
Now, there's a bit more in the stocking than graphite, isn't it? You've got a couple of other sort of things in there. You put out some results recently relating to your lithium project in WA.
That's right, down at Lake Johnson. We did some soil sampling there, which came up with surprisingly good numbers for the for lithium there. We've gone back down and we've done some more soil sampling there now before they got rained out a week or so ago, the heavy rains down south there. But look, it's very early days yet, but it looks very encouraging. We know Lake Johnson's a good place to explore for our lithium. We know we've got lithium, given the soil sampling, and we know there's pepcantite there based on some of the historical drilling, which was targeting nickel. So hopefully we can put all those things together and come up with a good target there for some pepcantite-hosted lithium.
I mean, you could be counting for both sides of the battery here, couldn't you? The lithium one end on the graphite on the other.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Anode and cathode. That's right. That'd be a nice target. Yeah.
Now, and also just thrown into that little equation, you've got a smattering of uranium as well.
Well, we floated on a uranium project up near Pine Creek, and we drilled that out in 2022 and got a resource of around 5 million pounds or a bit more than 5 million pounds of uranium oxide. And that's still there. I mean, our focus has been graphite up around that area, but that deposit's still there. We're assessing the best way forward with that, whether to explore it further. There's a good scope to expand the resource there, I think. So, look, it's I wouldn't say it's not core, but it's not our focus at the moment. But it's it's not a bad little project, given it's in the Northern Territory as well.
Now, the stock's very tight, isn't it? Kingsland Register is pretty tight.
Yep, it is, yeah.
So what would be your message to those shareholders who have come along since the journey from the float? You put this whopping figure on the table. What do you say to them?
Well, look, Look, it's Australia's largest graphite deposit. The world needs a lot of graphite going forward. I mean, everyone knows that with the demand for electric vehicles. It's very, very early days for Kingsland compared to nearly all of our peers on the ASX who have got graphite as their main projects. They're well advanced than what we are in terms of test work and scoping studies and PFSs and the like. We're very, very early. So I think there's a lot of upside for us given the our location and the size of the deposit going forward.
It's a great result. I mean, to have the biggest deposit in Australia that quickly, in such short time, not to mention the upside you've still got there, but, you know, you're going to focus on, as you say, indicator drilling and more met work. So the opportunity to add value for shareholders is everywhere. Great job in a short period of time.
Yeah, look, yeah, we're very pleased. You know, it's been a good team effort with the Kingsland. We're a very small team up there. There's only really three of us on the books, and we're all the directors, you know, so we're pretty hands-on there. So it's been a great result, and we're very, very pleased with it, and there's a lot more to come, though, I think.
It'll be great to see who's flushed out by this announcement today in terms of, you know, potential partners, buyers, customers. You could have some interesting conversations over the next few weeks.
Well, I hope so. I mean, if we do, we'll let you know.
Well, keep us posted. Thanks very much for your time, Richard.
Yeah, good on you, Paul. Thanks very much, mate.
You've been listening to The Whole Truth, a Resources Rising Stars podcast produced by Resource Media, hosted by Paul Armstrong for Reed Corporate. Please note that Reed Corporate does not provide investment advice, and investors should seek personalised advice before making any investment decisions.